I think that the word is not there too. Even the word aswa, we don't know because it's Pali term. It can be used in daily life too. But it's not pure, it's aswa, the intoxicant.
They wouldn't know anusaya, definitely.
Neither aswa, we don't know. Because they are so keen, they were so very Kusala-minded that they could develop jhana. But people today might think that they are developing jhana while they have attachment.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And people are so interested in the hindrances. They would like to know more about the hindrances.
Now.
At this moment.
You talk about the path must go along with detachment. Well, it seems very difficult. I'll develop the path, but I must have detachment. Because the desire to follow the path goes with attachment.
Even right now, we are talking on Dhamma with attachment or detachment. See?
I think it's a mixture. Kusala and akusala mix.
Yes, but you see that the goal of discussing on Dhamma is just for understanding, that is detachment. But just want to know and to understand and to have more knowledge for oneself, that is attachment. Mm-hmm. So one has to be very honest in one's life.
It can be either one or the other.
Just for the sake of understanding. That's all, not for this or not for that, not for other things, just to understand correctly. Otherwise, it's useless to have wrong understanding of Dhamma, carried on from this moment to next life and to other lives. All wrong. That's why there are three kinds of kusala: attatipatai, lokatipatai, and dhammatipatai. Tipataya, you know that? Attatipataya and Lokatipataya and Dhammatipataya. Atta itself. Yeah. The kusala that you develop is just for your own tipataya. Self. Attatipataya. And Lokatipataya. For the others who will think about you. And for Dhamma, just for the sake of Dhamma.
And in our case, it will be a mixture of all three.
I think that we all have Dhammatipataya.
Yeah. Sometimes we're so eager to do, maybe the first one is less, but sometimes we think about helping other people. But
that is with good will, okay. Metta, wanting to help the others while you know and be able to help.
And that's
Dhammatipataya. Okay. Yeah. But I cannot answer for anyone at all.
When you say that wanting to understand, so I understand, is obviously with attachment. Wanting to understand because that leads to being able to help others more skillfully, is there still... Just to understand. So without reason,
right.
Other than the
just
value of
to
understanding.
Like all kusala, for kusala, just kusala, not for other things. No matter giving or sila or whatever it is. Yeah. Because one knows that Dhamma is Dhamma. No you, no I. Kusala Dhamma is kusala Dhamma. Akusala Dhamma is akusala Dhamma.
So the perfections is this one, the last one, Dhamma. The perfections, just for the sake of understanding and having less defilements.
Mm-hmm.
Not for yourself.
Yeah. For understanding. It's like when you cook rice for cooked rice, not for other things.
A friend had a question about temperaments, and it always comes back. For this temperament, this subject of meditation, for another temperament, and he said that you are against the commentaries. By
which one? Which commentary?
I don't know.
Even in Netipakarana, lots of
Yeah, complexity. I remember the text. I remember that we all have. Yeah. And I come back with the text, but it doesn't make any impression.
Which one you have? We have all.
It's true. Yeah. I tell him, but
he has one.
He says it's in the text of the Satipatthana Sutta, the commentary to the Satipatthana Sutta, that there are different temperaments.
Tanha-jarita and Ditti-jarita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Left out the other charita because it's a matter of developing understanding.
Mm-hmm. You all have it. It's true.
Yes. Yeah. But if one would like very much to have progress in Dhamma, that is Tanha-jarita. But when one goes with wrong practice, where one would like to have the right one, that is Ditti-jarita.
But if we all have all temperaments, bother to...
Yeah. Why is it in the commentary then different changes?
For what? For Samatha or Vipassana?
It's Satipatthana Sutta.
Satipatthana has two, Tanha Charita and Ditti Charita.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we don't have others, but it's rest.
It's
the
rest.
Moment of developing what comes in.
Just whether, showing the danger of lobha and wrong view while developing.
So while someone thinks he has dosa charita and tries to do something about it, he doesn't recognize tanha charita.
It seems like that person doesn't have tanha charita. But there is. But it's not time for it yet. And the understanding of realities right now will condition the firm, well-established understanding of realities. So we don't think about the moment of directly experience reality as it is, but there are conditions for it, little by little. This moment is the main moment of accumulating conditions for becoming detached from clinging to the idea of self. By knowing one citta arises and falls away, but it conditions the next one. So whatever is in this one, pass on to the other one. It's like this moment of understanding.
John, you raised a question yesterday for Ajahn about spiritual practice and the spiritual side. Is there anything else you'd like to pursue with that a little bit? Because afterwards we had a little bit of a discussion.
About in a very broad sense, there's a spiritual aspect to the Dhamma. And just to explore that more. Not as spiritual as in, is there a God and that, but...
Whatever is real can be experienced through six doorways only, no matter in this world or other worlds, through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. That's all. The end.
So, maybe you have to define spiritual.
Yeah, that's right. Just reflect about it. The reason for my asking is I've been involved with a group that's been very helpful in terms of people overcoming addictions, and that's been very helpful. But it's a quite structured way of doing it, and I think for myself in the early days of this was quite helpful. One of the parts of this practice, if you wish, and there's a lot of Dharma components to it, I think, was to help people move outside themselves, let go of their ego. In fact, to think of something that all of this could not come from me saying, I will do this, I will do this, I will stop this. That in fact there is a discussion with this group in terms of spirituality, of a higher order of things around us. There are things that are greater than ourselves. It's a way of exploring with different people what their own concept of spirituality is, if you wish.
I think that after seeing, there can be thinking a lot about many things. And after hearing, there is also thinking about many things too. So after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, there can be thinking or different ideas about everything. But we can see that the thinking is not the seeing at all. So in one's life, in this world or other worlds, what can be is only realities that can directly experience through six doorways. For example, the idea can change and is different. from moment to moment. We have different idea all the time about everything. Like now, see? We do not have the same thinking or the same thought at all. But after seeing the same thing, what thinking is thinking about can be different. Usually it's different.
And attachment follows everything if there's no understanding. After the moment of seeing, hearing, touching, there is thinking, and there's no awareness. The thinking itself will be attached to the ideas.
We learn to know that attachment is attachment, no matter it is attached to whatever is experienced through any doorway. At this moment, there is attachment to whatever is seen unknowingly already. Yeah. Because even the attachment has fallen away too, but it's there. Because no one would like not to see at all. They would like to see whatever it is. Wanting to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, and to think. Because attachment is a reality. And its nature is to become detached. Whenever it arises, it attached. Opposite of aversion. And nobody can stop the arising of anything which is conditioned right then. It has to be such that. But never stay.
What's so different from being addicted to food?
Yes, yeah. Addiction. Or addicted to seeing the object.
Or addicting to wrong view.
Yes, the most serious.
I have a question. People like to think that thinking of impermanence helps so much already to be less attached. Then we learn that the direct experience of the arising and falling away of nama and rupa is more effective. But I like to think over more why this is more effective. The direct experience is more effective than thinking about impermanence.
Because it's just thinking about, it's not the direct experiencing it.
But they believe that thinking helps already.
Wishful thinking again, why do we have to think like that? What about developing the understanding of a reality so that Panya can discern the nature of impermanence?
How is that more effective for their life? How can I explain that?
Their direct experience must be clearer than just thinking.
More clear.
Yeah.
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 More yes. Convincing.
What is impermanent is this moment. Again and again.
And that's more convincing than just thinking in general.
In general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how to convey that?
They have to know that it is in fact just one moment after another. They have to be so firm in this that they'll know that they don't have to look anywhere else.
And that's important. Yeah.
To think about the long stories.
Yeah.
And thinking like that will lead to thinking all day long.
But there is always but, see?
But.
Because we're all kind of stuck on different things at different moments, I suppose. So it brings that up, doesn't it? When there's that sense of how can I get the truth across, it's like also a feeling of relating to being stuck ourselves.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Because we cannot explain so well, since we don't know it ourselves, the direct realization.
Yes.
So it's very useful to bring it up, so that we can hear and understand better.
But also maybe at that moment, like, sympathize or empathize. The feeling to be stuck is so common, so
very
frequent,
common. Yeah.
To be frequent.
Yeah.
Because I feel often that I'm stuck. Ajahn is saying something, trying to...
Yes.
But especially when she counter questions.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yes. People get really frustrated about it. Why isn't she answer straight? She's around the bush.
Because you see that, is it useful just to answer or to understand how much they understand and how much they can get?
Yes.
If I talk just about things that they cannot get at all, what is about helping them to understand from the very beginning, the right way?
If on the other hand, a child comes and talks about seeing in this moment, hearing, so what is she talking about?
Ignorance.
Yes. You also want to remind us of what we don't know, as well as to help us about what is understood.
And when there's right understanding, we can talk about anything, even the paticca-smuppada. But when there is no firm foundation of understanding of realities, we just talk about the name or the word, about avijja. For example, in sutta there are lots of avijja comparing to such and such thing, darkness or abyss or whatever. But what about this moment? Is it not like that? Not knowing reality, which arises and falls away all the time, and just keep on talking about avijja, not knowing where is avijja and when is avijja. And it's opposite of vijja. See, avijja cannot understand reality at all, even it's here and now. But panya, the opposite, begins to understand little by little from hearing and considering.
Considering. How can you explain considering when you just said considering?
Now. It's now. Thinking is considering.
Can we say it's chintamaya panya?
The word is chintamaya panya. But right thinking brings about understanding from thinking.
And we reflect on it. That's considering.
Keep on considering in order to have more understanding. Whenever there is more understanding at that moment, it indicates that there is thinking over it, not just hearing it.
But it must refer to dhammas arising now.
As long as there is no direct awareness right now, it's considering.
Which is the same as thinking.
Right. Not seeing.
No.
Not hearing. So it's thinking.
But right thinking.
Not all thinking is considering. So how is the moment of considering known from the moment of just thinking?
Considering what? See.
There is a shift between considering and experiencing, like backwards and forward, so that the considering might keep changing because the objects keep changing.
I think that whenever there is no direct awareness yet, everything is so very hazy. Because they are all citta cetasika arising and falling all the time. And how can we know which one when there is no awareness? They all arise together and fall away together from moment to moment. So we know that as long as there is no direct awareness yet, it is considering about even seeing right now. There can be moment of considering. We don't have to move away or try to guess or look at something intentionally. It has to be just as natural as beginning to understand the reality which has no shape and form. And now it just sees. That's all. This is the beginning. And when it arises, more, we don't know how many times it would be. But whenever there is just considering about it, it will become direct awareness. Because at moment of considering, there is also a stage of awareness or sati. But it's not like that which is aware directly of a reality. But it gets closer and closer.
Like now, as we hear what's being said and we consider it, we think about it, that is considering the overusing, presumably.
Actually, even considering has performed the function by many cetasikas. So that's why we cannot know about what I'm consider or what I'm considering right now, because they perform their function.
So even if there's no conscious reflection on what is being said, but it's still happening, it's all being processed. So one doesn't have to consider, because the consideration is happening. The conditions are there right now for there to be considering.
That would be the same with the word develop?
That would be exactly the same with the word develop. Development and consideration, if it's the right kind of consideration, it's one form of development.
So it's something that happens, not something that one chooses to do.
Because if one chooses to say, I'm going to consider now about realities, see, there's a big difference between that and the kind of consideration that arises in an undirected manner from having the kind of discussion that we're having now.